Let me speak to Amanda Stratton, who's the former racing driver. Amanda, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Do you remember anything about old money, Amanda?
I'd be showing my age if I said yes. No, I'm afraid it was all well before my time.
You're only a child. You're also the motoring editor, I see, of Confused.com, and you are the lady who's made the point about us belting up our dogs in the car. Now, we've had very little good weather recently, but the other day was bright and sunny, and I saw a few drivers going along with the big heads out the window of the dogs, breathing the warm air. Is that illegal?
Well, it is, actually. I can't get my words out this morning. Obviously, now it started raining, I've lost the ability to speak. Yes, the Highways Agency and we're advised that really we should have our dogs safe in the car. And really, the law recommends that you should either use a seatbelt, a harness or a crate or some sort of pet carrier so that the dog is actually restrained. Because, of course, if you have an accident, what you've got to remember is that your dog, obviously, you know, they can't hang on to anything. And they're actually going to be some sort of projectile that could potentially do an awful lot of damage to the people in the car, but also, heaven forbid, you could actually do an awful lot of damage to your pet.
But have you ever tried to put a seatbelt on a dog?
Well, obviously, no. You can't put a regular human seatbelt on a dog, but you can get special dog harnesses. Many people's cars aren't big enough, and maybe their dog doesn't travel very often. So obviously going to the expense of actually getting a dog crate is maybe something that is not appropriate. But these dog harnesses, they fit around the dog's chest, and then they can be themselves attached to the seatbelts, or if the dog is in the boot of the car, if it's an estate, they can get clipped onto the D-rings that are obviously regularly sort of put around the boot in appropriate places. And that will keep the dog safe. Or, of course, you've also probably seen many, many occasions, those sort of grills that go across the back seats in estate cars to stop, if you like, luggage and pets flying forwards in the event of an accident.
The other side of that argument would be if you were in a serious enough accident and you were crumpled in some way and the car was possibly going to go on fire, the human can climb out, but the dog could never climb out in those circumstances, whereas a dog, for example, if it went into a lake, would get out very quickly if it wasn't harnessed.
Well, this is it. So this is why I mean, personally, and this, you know, I'm now speaking completely personally, as I say, the law says you need to somehow restrain your pet. Personally, my dog sits in the boot with a guard because that way I know he can get out it through a smashed window and he can move around. My dog, I've actually just tweeted you a picture of my dog. My dog is enormous. He's a 50-kilo dog, so he weighs the same as I do. So clearly having him sitting on the back seat, sort of strapped into a harness, is not really appropriate.
What breed is that wee fella as he's coming up on my screen here? Breed is he?
He's a Rhodesian Ridgeback.
A Rhodesian Ridgeback.
Yes.
He's lovely dog.
He's a 50-kilo dog. He weighs, he weighs as much as I do. And obviously, you know, you don't need to use much imagination to think about what would happen if he went flying through the window, really, to taking people's heads out at the same time. I mean, you know, my dog is like my third child. I absolutely adore him. And I don't want anything terrible to happen to him, which is why we're calling on people just to be aware of what the law says, that, yes, you need to somehow restrain your pet. Interestingly, there was a big crash near to me on the A34 recently, and the dog was in the car. Unfortunately, the people in the car were very, very, very seriously injured. But the dog was actually escaped. It was in the boot of the car. It jumped out of one of the smashed windows. And they found it in the field the next day. So the dog actually had managed to escape and had sought safety by hiding in a field.
And notice Rule 57 of the Highway Code does state when in a vehicle, make sure dogs or other animals are suitably restrained so they cannot distract you while you are driving or injure you or themselves if you stop quickly. Seatbelt, harness, pet carrier, dog cage or dog guard are ways of restraining animals in cars. If, however, Amanda, and I know a gentleman called Peter wants to ask you a question here, if there was an accident and a dog was involved and the police came along and the insurance companies got involved, might they not pay out because the dog was unrestrained?
Absolutely. I mean, if you are not complying with what the law states, then yes, the insurance companies have every right. You know, it's incumbent on the driver. When you sign your insurance documents, you of knowledge, you know, are familiar with the law, and you will abide by the law in the same way that if you are caught speeding or drink driving or anything else, if you're breaking the law, then your insurance is essentially voided.
Yeah, that's an important thing to realise, you know, the rules and regulations, the small print, and, of course, the law. Peter's got a question. Peter, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. Amanda, you're saying there, how are you? You're saying there you have a guard on your estate car, so yes. Does the dog not need leashed down to your D-ring, no?
No, because of the size of my dog, essentially, if I was going to have a crate, the crate would be the absolute size of the boot of my car. So my dog sits in the boot of my car with the guard up.
Yeah, but you've got the guard up, but you've no D-ring. He's not hooked to anything.
He's not. No, he isn't. But as I say, that's because the dog needs to have the room to actually move around. It has to be able to, if you like, just move positions, particularly because obviously when you're driving, you're not always going straight and at a set speed. So when you go around corners, when I brake, when I accelerate, the dog has to be able to just move around to stop himself from rolling over. So he's not tethered, sort of strapped down, if you like. He has got the room just to move positions and move around.
Yeah, it sounds like a sensible enough approach. Just a question to you, Peter. Do you have a dog or a number of dogs that you ferry about from time to time?
Yeah, I have two wee white Westies, yeah.
And a daughter, yeah. Do you control them in any way other than popping them onto the back seat?
They have the harness around the chest, like a man was talking about, and then there's two things put on eBay, clipped into the seatbelt, so they can still move about in the back seat.
Well, that's very good. That's a sign of a man who, if he has, Lord forbid, any form of accident, he's well within the law.
Absolutely. And obviously with his little Westies, to have them on the back seat, it's obviously slightly more appropriate than a giant dog of my size. And really, you know, our advice to everybody is just be sensible. I mean, look at your pet, look at their requirements. We love our dogs. We're a nation of dog lovers, and we really just want our dogs to be safe.
Do you pop your dog in and out quite a bit, Amanda? I've got a couple of wee dogs too, but I only take them on what I would describe as long journeys in the car. If I'm going to the likes of Donegal or somewhere, I don't take them in the car anywhere else. I take them for walks, but I don't ferry them about locally in the car. They're not my pals, you know, they go everywhere with me the way some people have their dogs. So when I'm taking them on a long journey, I just drug them. You know, I know that sounds really cruel, but it's actually kindness beyond belief. You can give them a little tiny tablet, they just relax in the car, they're never car sick, they fall asleep, and a couple of hours later they wake up and say, oh, did we go somewhere?
Many dogs get very anxious when they're taken out of their environment. So whether that's just leaving their home or even in some cases going to the vet. And there are plenty of these sort of very gentle relaxants, if you like, that you can give dogs. Some of them are homeopathic and some can be prescribed by your vet. And often it's very kind to do that if the dog is anxious. Mine, ridiculously, as I say, being such an enormous dog, he comes everywhere with me. And as soon as he sees me going for my keys, he is at the door. And he has timed it to perfection so that when that door opens, he is outside before I can tell him no. So invariably, even if I'm just running my children to school or going to the supermarket or just doing a sort of local job, the dog is more often than not sitting in the boot of the car. He's much happier coming with me than he is staying at home.
Yeah, lovely dog indeed. Amanda, good speaking to you. Thanks for raising it. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you. Important issue. Make sure your dog is properly secured in your motor.